I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Cure International can no longer run mobile clinics in Zambia due to a financial crisis. Executive Director of Zambia, Peter Kialo, says this means that fewer kids who are suffering from clubfoot or other physical disabilities will receive medical care.
Zambia is obviously a big country, and patients have to travel long distances, so it really becomes really expensive for them. So most of them really cannot afford. So we go to them.
Next, freedom is possible for victims of the sex trade in Mumbai's red light district. India Partners builds relationships with these women, working toward the goal of rescuing them and their children from prostitution. This is a typical existence for the children until they come to India Partners Rehabilitation Center. Praise God for their safety and pray for His continued work in their lives. And it's been 15 years since more than 1 million people were killed in Rwanda's 100-day genocide. The city of Kigali, partnering with a local church, recently commemorated the genocide with the help of the Louise Palau Association. They organized a season of service campaign where Christians went out into the community to provide for the needs of the city in Christian love. Andrew Palau says thousands participated.
We had about 70, 75,000 people maybe hearing the gospel and over 5,000 responding to it. Some of our staff and the committees are working hard to distribute those decision makers' information to the churches and to those that will follow up, which is not the same as how you can do it here in the U.S. through the mail system and electronically. A lot of those things are being sort of marched to the churches by hand on taxis.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can now have Mission Network News delivered daily to your personal email address, absolutely free, complete with pictures and links to expanded Mission News coverage. Go to missionnetworknews.org. That's MNN, the daily email updates at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.